Thank you very much. Item number three, please.
Item number three, a resolution ordinance by Supervisor Jurczyk amending Chapter 9 of the Milwaukee County Code of General Ordinances, clarifying the use of county funds to pay for public service announcements and video or air time.
Supervisor Jurczyk.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm providing a resolution that would amend our ethics code. If you look at the resolution, there are basically two amendments to that code, the first being a definitional change, which would be at line 98 of the resolution and the ordinance, adding a definition for county funds. I'll read it into the record. County funds means all funds received by the county which flow through the county's financial system for the purpose of supporting the county's operations, including federal and state revenue, property taxes, other sales and use taxes, fees, grant revenue, contributions, donations, and any other revenue source of county government. In other words, it's meant to be all-inclusive. Everything the county takes in are county funds, including taxes, fees, grants. Then the actual change to the ethics code would be at line 263 of the ordinance, and this provides an additional provision in the ethics code as it affects elected officials, all county elected officials, which would be the county exec, the county board, the county clerk, the treasurer, the elected register of deeds. I think I've, am I missing anyone else? I think I've got them all. Clerk of courts, thank you. Yes,
sheriff.
Clerk of courts.
Sheriff.
Thank you, sheriff, comptroller. So I was missing a few there.
Is that line
technically
291?
At line 263. While it technically would include elected judges, judges really have no budgetary authority, so it probably only affects them in that they're under the definition of elected official. But for those elected officials, it does the following. It limits the purchase of commercial time paid speech. And it adds this provision. No elected county official shall use county funds to purchase or direct others on his or her behalf to purchase media commercial time or space, such as, for example, a billboard would be space, to place paid advertisements or paid public service announcements that feature the elected official in video format or with audio recording of the voice of the elected official. I think this is a good government provision. It would prohibit elected officials from using government funds, county funds, for the purchase of such commercial time or commercial space. And I would move approval.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Schmidt.
Yes, and I understand the has you know, I heard the sheriff's public announcements yesterday on the radio again. So I presume this is what it, in reaction to. I don't know. Is there a history of other elected officials or anyone else you mentioned doing these kinds of things, or you know, to check with ethics? I don't want to knee jerk on one thing necessarily and change a whole ordinance. Although I see that. You know, the intent is obviously one we would all agree with, but I'm just wondering, as corporation counsel, I mean, did you have a chance or an opportunity to talk to ethics and corporation counsel? Is this realistic to enforce? So we're just not passing papers and doing more kind of things that don't really do something in the end result because of actions of one person. So that'd be my question or comment, please.
Okay?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, well, There are other examples. I mean, I can think of the county executive, for example, doing paid public service announcements with regard to the bus system. But Supervisor Schmidt is correct. It does concern me that we call things public service announcements, and in the good old days, public service announcements were basically announcements that were for the good of the public that were without charge. And all of a sudden, public service announcements are becoming paid public service announcements and actually advertisements. And they can be somewhat controversial. There was one, and I will gladly indicate that part of this was in response to Sheriff Clark putting out a paid public service announcement telling constituents that they should get their guns before calling 911, almost an anti-government type of announcement while being paid for with government funds. I mean, there just something was seemed to be really wrong with that. And not just anti-government announcements paid for with public funds, but really controversial topics where there might be a 50-50 split in the community of folks having very divergent views on things. And to suggest that a public service announcement favoring perhaps 50% of the constituents while you're paying for that with paid, with government funding, just, you know, really smacks of the whole line of cases under Citizens United, et cetera, but in a strangely perverse way, just the opposite, because you're using public funds. So some of that was in response, and I understand you can get into concerns, and to answer the other question, I worked with Jennifer Collins on this. It's my understanding that she did, because we have an ordinance change, that it was run past Corp Council, although I don't want to speak for Corp Council. I think they were here this morning. So I won't speak for Corp Council if you want to ask them to come up and respond. I tried to find a way to not really impinge on First Amendment rights, but really go into the ethics code. And this is elected county officials using county funds, and that's where I see it fitting into the ethics code. And I think this is just good government, clean government, an ethics rule for elected officials. So I hope I answered Supervisor Schmidt's questions.
Okay. Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm curious if this ordinance change would prevent elected officials from using those types of media to invite the public to attend town hall meetings or public meetings.
Supervisor Jersey, do you have a...
My understanding, it would not. First of all, I wouldn't call that commercial speech. That's public, calling forward a public meeting. What happens at the meeting, I guess, again, it's First Amendment, but that was not the intention.
Mr. Chairman, I'm not sure if I understand correctly, because it seems like, I'll use myself as an example, if this ordinance were enacted, I would be precluded from using radio or TV to say, I'm having a town hall meeting, I invite everybody to come to use my voice or my likeness, and I'm not sure why that action would be precluded from this ordinance.
If that's up...
How is that different, Mr. Chairman, where the announcement that I'm giving as an example is a public service announcement, but something else like what the sheriff has done would be covered by this ordinance, but my announcement for a town hall meeting would not be?
Supervisor Jersey?
If there's nothing besides just the announcement of a meeting, you always can go into questions of what forms are you using to do a paid announcement. That can be controversial.
Well,
so there is some gray area. There's no doubt about it. For my purposes, it would be better not to use any public funds to pay other commercial enterprises to be advertising. There are all kinds of resources available to supervisors to use, including the county internet, et cetera, where you would not have to pay to advertise your meetings. So if you're choosing controversial sources to announce it, then I guess there is a gray area there.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a few more questions. You know, I've noticed on the City of Milwaukee website that many of the aldermen have a video of themselves giving a welcome and talking about some of their goals and objectives in serving in office. And it's their official video on their official page on the city website. And I'm sure that city funds were probably used to make those videos. I'm curious if we as supervisors or the county executive or any other elected official in Milwaukee County would be precluded from doing something like that under if this ordinance were enacted, seeing as it would use the voice, the image, and the of a county official as well as public funding to create that video or audio recording.
Supervisor Jersey.
The county platform is not a commercial site. It's government. Okay. And there's no prohibition in here against using the government platform for putting out information about your district or meetings or otherwise. It's really when you go to the paid commercial. And there is a specific prohibition. It specifically states that use of pictures would not be included. Just a picture of, for example, the county clerk puts out public service leaflets that get distributed to the public, and he puts his picture on it. That would not be prohibited.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That leads me right into my next question. I was going to ask if this ordinance were enacted, these ordinance changes were enacted, shouldn't we then extend the same principles of not having a photograph or likeness on newsletters or even publishing photos that are taken on county time or on county property? I'm wondering why isn't there a clearer line between those, or is there, and maybe I'm not understanding correctly, it seems like a really gray area to single out video and audio, but yet it's okay to use county funds to publish your picture on something and mail that out to everyone. Is there a difference, Mr. Chairman?
I would think that there would be a difference, but I was going to ask the supervisor, Supervisor Jerzyk, from the discussion, is there anything that you think you could tweak from lines 291 to 296 to make whatever your intent is more explicit?
I'd welcome committee members want to suggest some clarification. I have no problem with that.
Are there any suggestions for clarification purposes by committee members?
Mr. Chairman, I don't have any suggestions at this time. I wanted to first receive answers to the questions. I thought maybe there would be more clear answers. I have two comments on the legislation, if I may continue.
Okay.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
My concern with the resolution as it's written is that it seems to be written as a broad blanket meant to address a unique situation that's already occurred. I think that there will be unintended repercussions to using such a broad stroke, and since I think we all know that it was the sheriff's public service announcements that spurred on the writing of this resolution, I have to wonder if this were enacted. Let's assume there will be other repercussions, but let's look at how it would affect the current situation that the sheriff is contracting for these public service announcements. How could he respond? If I were in his shoes, I would be able to get around this ordinance and still do the same thing with the public service announcements by asking one of my trusted and loyal inspectors to go on the radio for me and say, "Hi, this is Inspector so-and-so. You don't know me, but because the county board enacted ordinance such and such recently preventing the sheriff from addressing the public directly, we're here to talk for him."
Using county funds.
I think that this could make the situation far worse, and I don't think that this ordinance, while well-intended, will actually fix the problem that the supervisor sees.
Supervisor Jerzyk, then Norma West.
Well, first of all, I'm going to ask the supervisor to speak for herself. We don't all know anything. This was directed at all elected officials. So please keep those comments. If you have a statement that you yourself want to make it from that point of view, because that I'm not going to include myself in that. The resolution specifically says no elected county official shall use county funds or direct others on his/her behalf. So that would exclude the example just given. Mr. Chairman, I want to be perfectly fair. I will make a motion with regard to my own resolution, since this is the first time we're discussing this, to lay this over for 1 month.
Okay.
And if the supervisor just spoke, or anyone else wants to try to find a way to take care of concerns, that they bring in appropriate language. There's no need for us to rush on this. I think we need to get it out there. I truly am intending this to be a good government ethics amendment. And I invite others to tweak this if it needs to be tweaked. But let's not lose sight of the ethics it's trying to have all elected officials comply with. I think there's a problem when we start using county funds to push commercial or speech and voice and commercial time when it's in fact being suggested that it's public service announcements. There is something wrong there, and we need to get at it. And I open this up to suggestions, amendments, have it brought back before the committee, and we can finish it next month perhaps. So I'll make that motion to lay over and invite my colleagues, by the way. Don't just leave this and then come back next month and start over again with the arguments on why you don't want to do something.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor, and that seems to be appropriate sentiment. Supervisor Roman West and Supervisor Haas.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. First of all, I want to echo the sentiments of my colleague, Supervisor Jurcik, and I think we should all speak for ourselves here. Second of all, I don't support the layover. I'm ready to vote for this today, and I'm ready to vote in support of it. It's very clear, and I think Supervisor Jurcik has done an excellent job of making sure that we all know that we're discussing the use of county funds. Okay, I sit on the Clear Channel Advisory Board. There is a certain amount of time per month that, due to federal regulations, Clear Channel has to promote or has to devote to public service announcements. If the sheriff or myself or any other elected official feels that there is a legitimate service announcement that is pertinent to Milwaukee County, they can go to Clear Channel and say, hey, I have a service announcement about infant mortality or transit issues or whatever, and they can do a public service announcement for free. That's first of all. Second of all, from my understanding, since the sheriff was brought up in this conversation, the majority of the money that is used by the sheriff to purchase his public service announcements or his commercials or whatever you want to call them is money that he receives from grants. So he does the drunk driving. He gets grants to put up billboards and to do other advertisement. That's not affected by this legislation. This legislation is specifically saying that you should not use county funds in order to do public service announcements, which I'm in agreement with. An invitation to your town hall meeting or to any other thing that you may have going on in your district is not a public service announcement. It's an invitation. It falls under something completely different. A public service announcement is when you get on the radio or on TV and say, you know, this is an issue that's important to me, and this is how I feel that this should be addressed. So I think we're really talking about apples and oranges here today. And again, I think for using county funds was very well laid out in this resolution, and I don't think that people should be using county funds. I don't think it's necessary, first of all, but second of all, I don't think it's important for us to have to use county funds. I think there's other ways to do public service announcements if that's what you want to do. We all put out press releases. You know, if a radio announces that we're having a town hall meeting because they got a press release, that's not a public service announcement. That's not something we paid them to do. And everybody here at this table has put out at least one press release this year. So we have that at our disposal. In regards to videos, if you want to put a video on your county supervisor webpage, that's not being paid for by county funds. That's something that you can put together. We have some people on our staff who could help you put together a video. And, I mean, are you talking about actually paying for the airtime, or are you talking about staff time? Because we could do that here with staff time. We don't have to pay anybody anything extra. We don't have to go outside of the building to get that done. Same thing with our county headshots. We get those done here. We don't pay somebody to come in and take them. We have that expertise here. And so, again, we're talking about county funds, paying, writing a check out to somebody to have a public service announcement on a county check, with a county check. And I don't support the layover. I think that this is crystal clear. You either are in support of it or you're not. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Haas. Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Haas.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think the resolution is reasonable, and it raises an important distinction between commercial speech, which must be differentiated from an actual public service announcement. That the definitions are getting lost, and once I'm going to say the definitions are getting lost, indeed, I'm not going to offer a clear definition of what is commercial speech and what is a public service announcement. That's been alluded to in some ways. I'm not an expert on it, but what was that Supreme Court decision where one of the justices said, "I know it when I see it."
Pornography.
I'm trying to find the case name. But yes. I feel the resolution is reasonable, and I support it. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Schmidt.
Yes, and thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was actually going to make that comment you just made, and that's why I had reservations at the very beginning. I admire the supervisor to look into this. I mean, it's an important point, but yet, for all the business we do, I wonder how much time we should spend on this. And it's about definitions. It's about interpretation. I mean, you could ask more questions, say, well, you know what, but I would use the idea in the Supreme Court case about pornography. You know, it's a very difficult thing to define, but the justice said, and I think all of us would probably agree, you know, if I see it, I know it's pornography or not. I think I can intelligent enough to make that kind of decision. I think almost everyone is intelligent enough to make a decision. Are you using this announcement to aggrandize yourself? And we have ordinances, and the ethics goes into this. If you use anything for your own personal gain, isn't this kind of common sense stuff? That it is or it isn't. I haven't seen anybody else abusing this with the possible exception of the sheriff. And that's why this is here. So we all know that. That's why I had the reservations about it. Do we need, we can word, I don't have any ideas where you're going to go on this or how we're going to wordsmith this. I'm really tired of wordsmithing in politics. I've made those comments before. And, we ham and haw, we try to do every little thing, I would like to think common sense rules. We have an ethics committee, we have a corporation council. Someone's abusing that ordinance and using it, we made all these examples. It's common sense. I would not vote for this today, and, maybe I would in the end, but is this really necessary? I guess is my point. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Jerzyk has offered layover to entertain suggestions to the resolution ordinance change as before us. Before we vote, Supervisor Stanford.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I understand the intent of this resolution. However, there's not enough distinction because it says paid advertisement. Most of us support different organizations and different community-based organizations in books where we have our pictures, county supervisor, county support. And when you work for the county, everything is getting paid for by the county, so it's county funded. I would support the layover in order to develop suggestions on how we can be more specific. However, likely I will not support this resolution or this amendment due to it's too broad and it's too hindrance to what information, necessary information that needs to get to the community and by ways of media, commercial support, et cetera. So thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Supervisor. We have a motion to lay over. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Supervisors Haas?
No.
I'm sorry?
No.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
No.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Six.
Mr. Chair?
Supervisor Roma West?
This is item will be back before us next month. Could we please get a report from staff regarding IOAs and use of, by this county board, and use of paid public service announcements for the last year?
By elected officials?
By, well, I we'd have to do an open records request for that. I'm asking specifically for this, for the county board, to find out if any of us are currently or have paid for within the last year, because we just got elected last April. And so have any of us in the last year used our IOA to pay for a public service announcement? I think that would be helpful. Thank you.
Do you have that?
I do. And there were 7 ayes, 2 noes. The motion to layover is approved.
Thank you.